Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. How are you? You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live. However, if you want to hear the show again, it's archived. And you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N. Now, I'm going to share a tad of my own story, my choices. I'm asked so many times, Kathy, what are your secrets to staying the course? But before I do that, I want to remind you and to encourage you that if you want to change your life, what do you have to do? Do any of you remember? You have to change your thinking. What is our greatest power? You see, your life today, just the way it is now, has been designed by what? Your choices. Stop and think about that for a minute. Choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. So, regardless of what the quality of your life is today, you can't blame anyone. There's no blame. It was by your choices. And I want you to remember that you shall never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Oh, darlings, promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. And promise me that you won't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. I'm going to repeat this. I want to remind you that tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment right now, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And I'm going to remind you again, our body and brain don't age. We do by what? Everything in life has been designed by your choices. I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever thought of giving a voice to your passion? Have you ever thought about being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? It's exploding! Best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. If you're interested, call in today. Let me know what it is, what dream is dancing in your heart. And I will encourage you not to let it go to the very end. Have you thought about giving a voice to your passion? And then I become your outside advocate. How exciting is that? And I want to remind all of you, I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. What you think about, come about. And I want to share with you a quote from Dwight Eisenhower. When I came upon this, I thought, oh, I've got to share this with the world. Do you know what he said? Dwight said to all of you gals, no man is worth your tears. But once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And hey, guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But if you find what that one that is, she won't break your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's brought to you, I love today's show. The book that I'm going to talk about today is Choices. Do you have that dream that's dancing in your heart that you have a story to tell and you want to share it with the world? You could call in today, 347-637-3789, and Mich Motivanit. That in Croatian is, we shall talk, and it bears repeating, don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. And today's show is brought to you. I have sponsors, but I really think of them as my partners that want to be alongside of me while I share my story with the world. I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact, Titanic shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for their iron workers and contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the champion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Log on ironworkers.org. And I love to share my story. Bill, who passed away, my heart is broken, was an iron worker. And I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And they said it wouldn't last. Oh, but it did. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. By the way, it's a wonderful profession for you gals. And I wrote a whole story. It's about 6 minutes long on a CD. Iron workers, what a noble profession. And I opened with Aaron Copland's fanfare to the common man. It's just awesome. And of course, my show is recognized by Iron Age. Wire art, sculpture, leather works, originals, unique, one-of-a-kind designs. And you get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And you see Iron Age, the beau vivant of every design is created for the individual. Hand-built, one-of-a-kind. Be in touch with me. It shall be my pleasure. Can't you just feel the energy of people who are on the roster with me? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you know how to call in if you have a question or something that you want to ask me about. And today, I'm going to share a tad of my own story by choices. And it is available at Author House by calling 800-839-8640. That's 800-839-8640. You will be inspired. You see, darlings, I don't know where you are in your life today, but when I decided to write choices, I thought, well, I've got to invite all of these people that have made a difference in some point in my life. So I dedicated the book to the spirit that never ages and to all who want to sing and dance through life. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. So it isn't all that long. And once you start reading it, you will not be able to put it down. 97 pages. And what you can learn from choices. You can fulfill your dreams, darlings. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. Oh, and you can live your life in paradise. The contributing authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Will you promise me that you will choose to make now the best of the rest of your life? Sheila, Joan S., Stefan, Sandy, Bonnie, Chuck, Leticia, Rudy, Rhea, Rika, Michael, Barbara, and Joan C. I salute you, Don. Chin Chin. So there's the introduction. My story, Kathy, through the years. Chapter 3, To Live or to Die. 4, It's Never Too Late. Chapter 5, Reviva. Viva Reviva. From Humble Beginnings to Success. Chapter 6, Living My Life in Paradise. 7, Dio Mio Mama. Signs, shows no signs of retiring. And she's still working in the steel mills. Chapter 8, My Life's Work. From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. I'm adopted and special. We choose you. And Rhea added, from stargazing to wonderment, who am I and where am I going? Chapter 11, Divine Intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. And then the choice was clear, rich or poor, how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. We always have a choice. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And your choice is the will to be happy. You have to put yourself first. Crisis or opportunity? My journey of choices, Joan. Are you going to sing and dance through life? Or, darlings, are you just going to sit there and let your life go on without you? When I chose to understand, oh, by the way, I do believe I told you that you could get this book at Author House. And why not give it as a gift? We don't need any more scarves or blouses. I love giving the book as a gift. When I chose to undertake the mammoth task of writing choices. Now that's how we live our life. Priority. It is priority. I immediately thought of people who've been in my life for over 30 years, people who personify living life to the fullest and who had some glimmer of wisdom to share with others that could lead them to enjoying life to the fullest. Fasten your seatbelts. Be ready for takeoff. You're about to soar with the eagles, soaring to heights of grandeur. Did I pique your interest? You won't be able to put the book down. With this book, Help and Hope is just a page away. To you, to life, to success, it's your choice. Through the years. Backward turn, backward old time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I was raised by immigrant parents. Ma and Pa were among the many that made their way to America from Europe in the early 1900s. Ma, my mother, gave me an insight into her world as a natural nutritionist. And Pa, my father, instilled in me work ethics second to none. You see, we didn't know we weren't rich. My sister's brother and I grew up happy. One thing stands out in my mind as vividly today it was then. Children were to be seen and not heard. You can't imagine what effect that had on me. You see, I danced to a totally different drummer. I was inquisitive, curious, anxious to sing and dance, to shout to the world, look at me, I'm here. It took years for me to find my voice. It's all in my cover story. I choose not to go into detail about my life. I'll wait too long. Log on, KathyWatson.com. It's all there. Darlings, I want to ask you something. Do you believe timing is everything? Oh, I do. I began writing choices in 2010. While writing, I had an epiphany. Why not open the book to wannabe authors by offering them a chapter in choices? It will give them an opportunity to tell their stories, their journeys, and to reveal in their own words how they survived to become who they are today. It's ripe right now. The stories will amaze you. You'll be immersed in the voice of choice, challenge, despair, clarity, vision, imagination, perseverance, purpose, and mission. If you want to write, you know how to get in touch with me. You know, I'm asked so many times, Kathy, what are your secrets to staying the course? Who and what fuels your fire in the belly to keep on keeping on? The truth, I haven't a clue. But maybe it's knowing that though many are selected, only a few are chosen. I know I've been chosen. For your information, I do not have an MD, PhD, or any degree. I've been fortunate to experience life firsthand with all its twists and turns, disappointments and challenges, with intelligent, visionary, futuristic insights. God did not part the Red Sea for me. So you see, early on I had health issues brought on by stress and poor choices. I overcame them all. And I want to share this with you. I really hesitated, but I wanted you to know that in the 1970s, I took a financial bath big time, thanks to a silver-tongued, charismatic sociopath who believed he was the second coming of, oh, never mind. It's not worth digging up the past. But wouldn't it be great if he refunded my money with interest? Have you all had that experience? You're not alone. We're in this all together. Anyway, after many trials and tribulations, I put my blinders on and look forward to the future with excitement and anticipation. If I ask people what their greatest freedom is, most don't have a quick answer. I certainly didn't until Bill, our son at the tender age of 12, called me to come and meet him in the kitchen. I can't wait. No, you have to come right now, he said. Sit down, mother. What is your greatest freedom? Huh? What is my greatest freedom? I haven't a clue. He rolled his eyes up to the heavens only as a 12-year-old can and said, Mother, your greatest freedom is that of choice. Read the book. He gave it to me and he was off, gone. Huh, years later, I remember that day as though it were today. Thank you, Bill. Your choice to share the book with me changed my world. It was the beginning of my journey, discovering my greatest freedom. That of choice. Now be with me now. Everything in your life right now has been authored, designed, and created by your choices. Choices result in consequences. Let's bring it closer to home. Are you happy? Is your life fulfilling no matter where you are in life? You're there because of your choices. Your choices, your thinking form, your life, it's that simple. Your mind, your thoughts create your experience, your future. My choices design my future. In retrospect, would I change any of the prior choices? Yes! But I don't dwell on the past. I've learned from the choices I made that came back to embrace me. And I learned from the choices that came back to bite me in the butt. Watering's last year crops serve no past. It's gone. It's over, Vini. When I was writing the book, I wondered if this book is the culmination of the beginning of a new exciting chapter in my life. Honestly, I don't know. Only time will tell. I promise you, choices will rock your world. The pleasure, darlings, is all mine. Author House. Give it as a gift. Read it. You will not be able to put the book down. They're in Indiana. 800-839-8640. That's 800-839-8640. Before I begin my story, I choose to live. To live or die. Lights, music, cameras, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of Miss Kentucky Beauty Pageant 1996-97 and the winner of Miss Classic America Pageant, the winner of Congeniality. She survived. Before I begin my story, my life under the dominance of brutal Betsy, I wonder if these men and women that were so brutal to children are alive today. And sidebar, I want them to experience what they visited upon all of these innocent children. The book is available at Author House in Indiana. Now, about the author, she's been so blessed. She, my dear, global travel to London, the royal wedding. She survived breast cancer, so on and so forth, fulfilling a lifelong dream. My quest, my journey was coming full circle. I learned the art of meditation. Do you meditate? I want all of you to get the book and divine intervention. By the grace of God, I will do. And put yourself first. And make the one choice. Is it to be happy? No one can make that choice for you. You have to make that choices. So at the end of the book, let me read to you again a note from Kathy. A tribute to contributing author celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenge. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, sweetheart, you'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. I want you to know that in today's climate today, and through entire life, you are not alone. You are not alone, darling. And along with the contributing authors, we wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. You've been listening to Live on the Air with Kathy. And my wish for you is to be divinely happy and remember to always be in your best element. Until we meet again, stay beautiful and be happy. Au revoir.